When you're in chronic pain, it's hard to know what to do, where to start, and how to find someone who can help you. Dr. Fanny Thompson, interventional pain management specialist from Valley Health System, joins us today to talk about invisible pain and how what you can't see does hurt. Welcome to Conversations Like No Other, presented by Valley Health System in Ridgewood, New Jersey. Our podcast goes beyond broad, everyday health topics to discuss very real and very specific subjects impacting men, women, and children. We think you'll enjoy our fresh take. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Thank you so much for being here and making the time, Dr. Thompson. Let's start off right away with, what is a pain specialist?
A pain specialist is someone who has been trained with extra fellowship training specific to learning how to deal with pain and is able to treat pain better. They are better trained to help their patients manage their pain to enable their patients to continue to do the things they love or the things they need to do, such as their normal activities of daily living.
And how is acute pain different from chronic pain?
Acute pain is any pain that comes on quickly, but usually only lasts a relatively short period of time and usually is less than 3 months. This pain usually comes on after surgery, an illness, an injury, or even trauma. Chronic pain is usually pain that has been going on longer than 6 months and usually varies in intensity. Chronic pain usually comes on more gradually and may continue after the injury or illness that has been healed has gone away.
And how can a patient with chronic pain advocate for their needs?
This is important. A patient with chronic pain needs to be able to explain more about their pain, which can be hard. They should be seeking help from a pain specialist to be able to advocate for their needs. They should actively make sure that their pain is managed with that specialist, and they need to be able to talk openly with that doctor about the pain. It is helpful for them to keep a pain diary to better be able to explain to that doctor what makes their pain better and worse so that pain specialists can help better treat them.
Bingo. You said the magic word, pain specialist. So how is chronic pain diagnosed and how is it treated?
So again, chronic pain is usually pain that's been going on longer than 6 months. So the goal of treating pain is to reduce the pain intensity, help with physical functioning, improve any disturbances such as sleep, mood, or interaction with people, get that patient back to work if the pain is preventing that patient from returning to work, and help that patient be able to get back to where they are to help them manage the pain better. This may be done through a multidisciplinary approach using different modalities, different things such as trying medications together with physical therapy. It can be using different injections, acupuncture, and possibly even introducing psychological therapies and or mind-body techniques.
Dr. Thompson, how has the opioid epidemic affected prescribing opioids and patients obtaining them?
So the opioid epidemic has unfortunately affected patients' ability to obtain medication because many doctors are now afraid of the increased risks associated with addiction and overdose. The use of more potent and synthetic opioids has led to a sharp increase in overdose deaths, so that has led to doctors being afraid to prescribe these medications. This has created more of a concern and problem as pharmacies do not want to keep large stocks of opioids on hand. There have been incidents where patients with addiction have also stolen from pharmacies and other family members. So this has become a problem for many of my patients, and they find very hard to find the medications that they need. There's also a huge stigma in society that patients with chronic pain now face, all because of these issues.
And is chronic pain a psychological condition?
100%. Because living with daily pain is physically and emotionally stressful. I like to point out to my chronic pain patients that they would be very abnormal if they were not affected from having pain every day for the last 6 months, or maybe even, you know, more, possibly years. Chronic pain and stress has been found to change the level of hormones within your brain and nervous system, which can cause and change mood, thinking, and behavior. It's well known that people with chronic pain have a greater than 95% correlation with anxiety and depression. And again, I like to point out to my patients that if they were happy with having pain every day for months or possibly years, there would really be something wrong with them. So definitely it is a psychological condition.
So what are your suggestions for patients when friends or family members or coworkers, whoever, tell them they don't look like they're in pain?
I try to explain to my patients who talk to me about this that they need to understand that pain is very subjective. There are certain people that can hide how they feel much better than others. And I like to reassure these patients that they should not pay attention to any of these comments, as pain is so subjective.
And are there social implications of chronic pain?
Chronic pain physically takes people away out of their social network. Usually my pain patients do not want to go out for lunch or out with their friends because they are worried about facing pain in social situations. My patients end up not participating in activities that they love because they are fearful of planning for things and engaging in things that may cause pain. They also fear becoming judged, which can lead to social withdrawal.
That is so sad. I can understand it, though, for sure. What are some causes of chronic pain?
There are many causes of chronic pain. It may have started from an illness or an injury from which the patient may have long since recovered, but the pain continues. There are also some ongoing causes of pain, such as arthritis or cancer. There are many conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis, spinal stenosis, fibromyalgia, back pain, neck pain, headaches, and muscle pain. But there are so many ailments that can continue to cause pain.
You touched on this a little bit, but can stigma exacerbate the disability that results from the pain?
Stigma surrounding chronic pain is rooted in the commonly misunderstood mechanism of pain. Patients are constantly worried that people will not believe them, that their pain is legitimate or real, which can further cause more social withdrawal or depression. Stigma can lead to poor relationships with friends, colleagues, coworkers, and can result in a decline in productivity.
Dr. Thompson, in closing, is there anything else you'd like to add for people who are suffering with chronic pain?
That pain can be properly treated and properly managed if you see the right specialists and you do not have to live in pain.
Thank you so much. This has been so helpful and informative and hopefully given listeners a different point of view when talking to someone they know who is suffering. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Again, that's Dr. Fanny Thompson. For more information about pain management services at Valley, please visit valleyhealth.com/pain or call 1-800-VALLEY-1. That's 1-800-825-5391 to schedule an appointment. For more information on today's topic or to be connected with today's guest, please call 201-291-6090 or email valleypodcast@valleyhealth.com. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and visit our full podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks for listening to Conversations Like No Other, presented by Valley Health System in Ridgewood, New Jersey.